Chi High Hockey at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Good afternoon. Greg Stewart along with Chase Hoople and the Z-Man, Zach Whitechek, back in the Logo Studios. Our refereeing crew today, the referees are Randy Cranebuehl and Derek Robarge, and Malachi Berry is our linesman. Cards will start out with Evan Foyles, Mason Johnson, Drew Bowlby up front, left to right. Defensively, it's Swobes and Gus Thorpe. And Nick Marlowe in between the pipes again, senior goaltender. It's Tarimas, Monticello, Bechtold for USM, and the Cards will dump one softly on net on senior goaltender Mason Grenier. Cards still on the attack. This one's chucked into the left wing corner by Drew Bowlby. He gives chase. Got some help there as well along the back wall from Mason Johnson, but it slips out of the zone, and this one's going to be dumped the length of the ice, and that will be an icing call against Chi High. Cards hoping to generate some offense early. Just kind of hoop took him about 7-8 minutes every period last night, at least the first and second periods, to get going.
Yeah, and who knows what that was. There's really no excuse for it.
Yeah, like you said, both teams had a little challenge here with a road trip for USM and Chi High with a big win and then a short turnaround. But let's see who's ready to play here. Taken by Brett Krista. Krista works it up the ice. Throws one ahead to Carter Bowlby. He can't handle it. And it caroms back toward the Chippewa blue line. And on the back check, here's Jackson LeMay across the strike. Hands off to Krista. He throws it wide of the cage, and it's going to be taken by the Wildcat defense. We got the Cats and the Cards here this afternoon. Unlike the Cards and the Cards last night, had to be very specific what team we were talking about last night. This one tossed all the way down by USM, and that will be an icing against them. Cards got two in the first last night, three more in the second, added a quick one in the third, and got to running time pretty quick in the third period last night. Broke it out in that final stanza to win it 7-0. Kept the shutout for Mick Marlowe. This one is dumped off the inboards and cleared out to center by USM, and now the Wildcats have it. Throw it up the wall on the far side, and here's their break. Ahead for Bechtold. Bechtold's into the zone. One-timer on net. That one sticked into the corner by Marlowe. And there's a scrum in the left-wing corner of the Chi High D zone right now. USM picks it up, tosses it toward the Cardinal end of the ice, but that one came off the body of Caden Swoboda, and he'll drop it down and throw it into the far side of the rink and then head to the bench for a little break here. It's dumped into the right wing corner in the attacking zone for Chi High. Now the elbow and picked up now by Bovey. He'll drop this one down in behind the goaltender, and a scramble for it right there. It's on the half wall, the USM zone, and now this one will slip up onto the Cards defense. Long stretch pass right there for Evan Foyles on this first line. Hands off for Mason Johnson. Johnson into the right wing corner. And this one is going to be picked up by USM in the right elbow now as they try their breakout. Cards in the forecheck, and a whistle stops play right here. We got a cross check foul, and that'll stop play with the penalty coming up here. We got a penalty on Chi High. A 2-minute minor for cross-checking right here on Mason Johnson. So he'll sit. And the first power play of the day goes to USM. Faceoff's going to come to the stick side of Mick Marlowe. 14:19 on the game clock here in the first. And it's going to be Jackson LeMay trying to win it for Chi High. Scramble for it off the drop, and the Cards come up with it. Swobes a hard around, and that one's going to go all the way down into the right wing corner on the dump by Chi High. Here comes USM. Ethan Gurney brings it up the ice in the far fence. Now he is stalled out as he came into the zone. Chi-High comes up with it. Cycled around the boards and all the way down by Thorpe. That'll rag some time off the clock here. 13:44 in County left to go here in the first period. On the penalty, 1:20 left here. Cards forechecker is Carter Bovey. And here comes USM with an offsides right there. They had about three players in the zone. So that'll put the stoppage to this one. The drop will come outside at neutral ice. 13:33 in the game clock. No score here this afternoon. It's a doubleheader for hockey here in the barn. Eau Claire North will play Fondy in the second game after this one. They could not find ice time at Hobbs, and so they bought some here, and it's great. It's going to be a busy place here, Chippewa Ice Arena. Cards on the drop. Retreat. Pick it up. Dumped out to neutral ice, and here comes Chi-High. It's Evan Foyles moves it. Oh, a hard shot right on the goaltender, Grenier, and he fought it off into the right-wing corner. That was a BB right there by Foyles, and the puck will dribble back to neutral ice. Bobby picks it up. Goes cross ice for Brett. Krista turns. He'll lob one into the left-wing corner. Comes in behind Grenier, the goaltender. He'll leave it for his defense. And this is Wyatt Cox. A couple of Cox brothers had two sets of bros last night for Fondy. Still a set of brothers on each team here today. Fournette for Chi-High and Cox for USM. He brought it in but was stripped as he got past the blue line. And Chi-High dumps it with only 18 seconds left to go on the Wildcat power play. One last rush for them. Here is Walter Storff. The forward, he'll bring it up the ice, got to the blue line, moved his way in, then pinched on the wall, and the puck is loose out at neutral, and that will do it for the power play. So Johnson out of the gate instead of Mason, though. It's going to be Brett Carlson who comes out in his stead, and with 12:11 left to go, we got an icing call right here against Chi-High. Shots 3-2 in favor of the Cards. Not much electrifying action yet, but it could take a while to get cranked up here. Here is Matt Fournette. He's going to take the draw, moving up on the third line today. And this one is chipped across the line, but dumped right back in by U School. Svoboda turns, changes directions. Now gives it up. Cards on the break, far side of the wall. And Ethan Foyles has got it. Turned it up the ice, got it into the U zone, but just on the other side of the red line, so that's going to be an icing call again on Chi-High. Both teams changing up players right here with 11:50 left to go in the first period. Cards will go back to that top line of Foyles and Mason Johnson and Drew Bovey. Here's Johnson right now. Clean win back into the corner for Bogues. He'll turn it against the dasher on the near side. It rolls up, but we have an off stoppage of play right here as the puck floated out of play. 11:43 remaining here. Saturday afternoon hockey. Guess we could call this matinee hockey here today. Cards a little homestead here with the two games here today. And they'll play Eau Claire North Thursday night. And we'll have that one for you at 6:40 Cardinal Countdown Show here on WOGO. Cards a little out of sync on that one. Had a two-on-one break going, but the lead guy got in just a step early. And that'll be an offsides call against Chi-High. 11:35 remaining here in the first. No score, USM, University School of Milwaukee, against the Cards. And Chippewa will send it back for their D. Go D to D. Here's Thorpe. Tosses one in. That caromed off a Wildcat body. Ricochets into the left wing corner. Foyles is down there. Bovey as well. Bovey cycles it back for Evan Foyles, but they can't get anything going and so have to retreat to their own zone. Here is Svoboda. Turns, works the forehand up the ice into the zone, and Chi-High's got something going right here. A delayed call right now on USM. And that will put the Cards on the power play. Got a roughing call coming up here with 11:04 remaining in the first period. So the team's trading penalties here. And Torinas will sit for a rough call here for USM. Let's see if we can get this, keep this power play thing going here, huh? Chi-High with three power play goals last night. Be sweet to get one right here. That same line's going to stay out. Here's Johnson, and Chi-High keeps it at the points for just a second, but USM saw it pop up into the air, and they'll dump it off the near wall. Cards hit the reload button right here. Here they come. Johnson up the ice, tape to tape right there with Drew Bobey. Bobey looks back for Thorpe. On the near side is Mason. Back to Thorpe, high slot to Bobey. And that one got stuck right in the slot and picked off by Waltersdorf. He'll send it down. Chi-High has to start out from deep in their own end of the ice. They move it south to north. Here they come. Across the line on the near side. Cards move in. They set up their power play. Here's Johnson to Thorpe. Wheels back in the high slot to Bobey. To Thorpe. One-timer. And that one was gobbled up by the goaltender Grenier with no rebound. 1:06 left to go. That line's going to come off. Taking half the power play shift here. And Ethan Foyles' line will be out there now. Krista Foyles, Carter Bobey up front. Hebert and Swobes on the blue line. Here we go. About a minute left to go on the power play. Chi-High in the zone, and it's kicked around in the high slot. Ricocheted away into the left wing elbow. In the corner, the Cards pick it up. And now they settle it down. Here is Swobes at the blue line. And a quick one-timer by Carlson. And again, no rebound left there by the veteran Mason Grenier. I think we saw Grenier a few years ago when we played USM up here. In fact, I recall that USM, their bus broke down on the way up here, and they had to come up with some cars. I think they had like five vans or something.
Was that the game where it went into like... double overtime,
yeah,
and like,
yeah.
I don't think a single goal was scored the whole game.
I think you're right.
Maybe it was 1-1.
I distinctly remember the bus breaking down, and they struggled to get up here, put all their equipment in vans. Quite an adventure for head coach Corbin McGuire. He probably aged like 10 years that year. Here comes Chi-High, a chance as they skated across through the just outside the paint. Card still on the power play for just 10 more seconds. Here's a one-timer. And that one off the goaltender. Ricocheted off the back wall. Scrum for it right there. And USM will pump this one off the wall all the way down. And that will do it for the power play. So both teams over on the man advantage. Here is Bobey right now. Carries it across the blue stripe. Lost it. Jackson LeMay tried to reach for it, but couldn't quite get there. And the puck dribbles back across into the Chi-High zone. This one through traffic. A tough shot for Mick. But he grabbed it out of the air, ripped it out of the atmosphere, and hangs on to that one. That one's through about three bodies on the shot. And we'll have the faceoff in the Chi-High zone. Shots 5-4. Chi-High up on top on that one. Zeros up on the scoreboard. And the faceoff in the left circle. Pushed ahead. Cards can't clear the zone, but now it does. It ricochets high. Nearly hit the roof here. And USM's got it right now. Here is Tyler Cook. Moves up. Fires a four-hander into the zone. Cards will clean it out of their own end of the ice, but Cook right back at it, and a one-timer off the waffle board of Mick Marlowe. Scramble for it in the Chi-High zone. Quick shot right there, but Cards can't clear, and it's back to the point for USM. There's an INT, and here comes Ethan Foyles. Foyles with some energy, moves into the zone, lost the puck for a moment. Now he'll go to the front of the cage and get some help from one of his teammates, and the puck on the half wall in the USM zone. Here is Thorpe. Back pedals. Now a drop pass right there for Brett Krista. And they tried to have a long lead pass there. Got away from him. And an icing call right here with 7:45 remaining in this first period. Back to the Chi High into the ice. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. 7:44 left, first period, no score. USM clean win right to the high slot. Ethan Gurney pulled the trigger on a shot. Marlowe had to fight that one off. And Chi High on the breakout right now. Tipped ahead by Brett Carlson. Carlson stretched out to get that one. Moved it into the zone. And now the Chi High Cardinals on the forecheck. In the right wing circle. It's picked off and cleared by the Wildcats. So retreating is Gus Thorpe. Chi High, an errant pass right there. Ison's going to be waved off. Carter Bovee looking for the lead pass right there. And just beyond his reach. And this one comes back out. Thorpe has got it. Thorpe moved the puck over to Mason Johnson, but the Cards were caught off inside the zone. Had a player in the zone, so Johnson had to back off. This one tipped ahead. Just on the half boards in the USM zone. Here's a handoff from Bobby. And a quick shot right there. Mason Johnson got it to the goaltender. Grenier able to make that save. Oh, redirect. Drew Bobby cutting in front of the cage and nearly beat the goaltender on the redirect. And then Grenier backed into his own cage and took it off its moorings. So we're starting to see things beat up just a little bit here with a couple of nice chances for the Cards. Well, as that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack, call White City Glass today. They serve all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass. Cards get the draw. Now this one slides from wheel to wheel, and Carter Bovee can't track it down. It will go all the way back to the Chi High zone. It's at neutral now and swept in by Monticelli for USM. 6:17 left to go here in the first. Cards try to work the break on the near fence. Can't get it up. They go D to D. Here is Brett Krista, turned, harassed as he tried to come out of the zone. This one does, though, pop across the line. USM with a player slowly getting up. That's Henry Bechtold. Bodied a bit, and now he's up on his feet and back in the play. Johnson's going to come off to begin the line change here. Jackson LeMay in his stead, and the puck out at neutral ice. USM brings it in. Here is Torinas. He is pinched against the Dasher on the far side. Lost the puck. Guy from each team there. Extra guy, and it comes back to the point. One-timer off the stick of Wyatt Cox. Floated wide, and this one's going to come back out to center ice. 5:27 and counting left to go here in the first. Chi High gets it up to the center stripe. Brett Christian will toss it in, and he'll skate off on the change. Shot 7-6 in favor of the home team here, trying to win their fifth straight here today and going 6-1 on the season. USM has got it. Now they'll walk it across the blue line. One-timer off the stick, easily saved by Marlowe into the left-wing corner, and the Cards will pick it up there. Tapped off the wall on the far side. They got it out at neutral, but an offsides call right here against the Wildcats. So what do you see so far, Coach?
I see a team that looks like we played last night. And
I wondered about that.
We're playing at noon. It's just a little sloppy right now. There's not a spark in our play, you know. So hopefully we can just keep getting pucks in deep and start putting some pucks on net.
Here's Chi High. They work it back to the D, and a quick pump by Thorpe over to Andy Johnson. Johnson just into the zone, and here comes Chi High. Fournette trying to carry it to the hole, tapped it aside. Johnson on his wing will pick it up. Johnson cycles it back, throws it wide of the cage, and this is going to be cleared, and an icing call coming up here. Or will it? No, it comes right on net, so Marlowe has to make the save. 4:15 left to go, first period. Chi High in the attacking zone again. Here is Johnson. Tosses it for Ethan Foyles. Foyles, with those long legs and that big stretch, got there. And the Cards able to hold the zone. Swobes, nice job there to keep it in. And then he'll spin off on the change. And Chai High, here's a chance. Quick shot on net by Foyles. And I don't know if he's going five hole or not, but he loaded one up. And the save made on the near post by Grenier. Well, our coverage this afternoon brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Allen anytime at nicoletbank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank. Under four to play here in the first. No score. Chai High and University School of Milwaukee. Puck now dumped into the Cards zone. Cards got players out in front of their goaltender and plenty of room here to maneuver. They work it out to neutral ice. USM with the intercept. They had a man, though, a couple of steps into the zone, so that's an offside call against the Wildcats. Young team, lots of freshmen, sophomores on this USM squad this year. So it's probably going to take them a couple of months, really, to get their wheels under the bus, so to speak. 3:29 left to go in the period. Cards have it. Looking up the ice. Lead pass right there for Evan Foyles. Can't control it. It's dumped right back in by the Wildcats. Cards on the break in the far wall. Here is Bovey. Spins away. Opens up some ice. And here comes Mason Johnson into the zone. Johnson lost it. Into the left wing corner. Cards change up their D. Thorpe back out there along with Swobes. And USM has got it. Three on two potential. Bovey trying to get back into it, but his legs are a little bit sore as he was near the end of his shift here. And he's ready to come off as soon as he can, and he's going to go to the bench. Cards got it out of harm's way. Dump it in the right wing corner of the USM zone with 2:42 left to go. And the Wildcats break it down and break it out. And there's a long pass. Went beyond the Wildcat player, so an icing call right here with 2:34 left to go in the first. A little cleaner game here today, too. Not as many penalties,
not a lot
one
of hits.
For each team.
Yeah.
Face off in the left wing circle in the USM zone. And here is Jackson LeMay against Walter Starf. For the Wildcats. Cats have it. They'll dump it around the wall and clear it out to the blue line. But the Cards with a nice keep right there have it still inside the zone. Now they cough it up and it's back out to neutral ice. And this one skips off the wall. Marlowe will leave it for his defense. Here is Swobes. Left wing corner. Up the ice. Far side now. And that is Carter Bovey. Turns, fires a wrister into the zone, but not very deep. And it comes out. And here's Krista. Bounces a puck into the left wing corner. He is really playing smart here today, Brett Krista. This one is dumped all the way down into the Chai High zone. Another icing call against USM. Not surprised. Got a young team here for the Wildcats, and you would think they would be okay with, you know,
oh, yeah,
whistles.
They're going to ice the puck.
Ice the puck, yeah. When you get in trouble, that kind of thing. All right, so we'll have the face-off in the Wildcat zone. Down under 2 minutes to play here in the first, and no score. Cards coming off a 7-0 victory over Fond du Lac last night. And here is Torinas for the Wildcats, and a stoppage of play right here. We got a penalty coming up. A hook call with 1:44 left to go, and the Cards will be a player down as Evan Foyles is going to sit on the hook call right there.
I think Evan Foyles has set a record this year for unneeded penalties.
Unforced errors, I think they call that.
It's like,
huh?
He's a great player. Great skill set to him, but sometimes it's like you're nowhere near the play and you're taking penalties.
Yeah. Well, hopefully this won't hurt us here with 1:39 left to go. Period's going to close down with a power play for USM, and they've got it on the far wall. Here is Walter Storf now on the near side for Tyler Cook. Cook had his shot disrupted a little bit. It kind of floated into the box, and the Cards will clear it back out to neutral with 1:20 left to go on the game clock. So this power play will carry over into the second period for USM if they don't close it out in period number one. Into the left wing corner. Came hard off the wall. Picked up there by Brett Krista. Cards can't clear. And now it's right along the blue line. Nice drop on the glove by Bovey. Just got a piece of it. That's like an infielder with a nice play. And USM's got to go set up again out at neutral ice with under a minute to play here in the period. Hard wrap around. USM's got it inside the zone. Here is Walter Storff on the near side. There's a shot. Marlowe came out, cut it off about 5 feet out of the paint. Stopped it, and we have a hand pass here. Nice play by the senior goaltender for the Cards who jumped on it, made the save, and it's cleared. And then we have the hand pass, so that's going to stop play right here.
Need a big save every once in a while.
Yeah, that's true.
Need a big one.
37 seconds left to go in the period. And the faceoff is going to be in the right wing circle here in the attacking zone for Chi High on the kill unit here. Johnson just got in right into it with his player, and the puck was sitting there, cleaned up by the Cards D, and Johnson with a quick wrist shot that went hard off the boards, wide of the net. 21 seconds left to go here in the period. USM on the power play. They go rink wide and dumped in by Malosi into the right side of the net and cleared all the way down by Chi High. And that will do it for the period as we wind it down. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, one. And there is the horn. So 16 seconds will remain on the power play for the Wildcats in the second period. And shots are 10-8 in favor of USM. Pretty close here, and they've had a couple of power plays in this first period. So, good thing is we started slow, but no score.
Yeah,
in this one.
Yeah,
so.
You know, I mean, the thing is, we're such a good team. Where even like if we're playing slow, we'll still be able to stay in games. It's just. You know, there's no excuse. I think this is actually U School's third game in 3 days.
Yeah,
I think they played Thursday, Friday, and then I mean, and they're kind of taking it to us right now. If you ask me, they're disrupting a lot of our plays. Our connections are not very solid right now, and we just don't have a lot of jump in our step. So we just got to come into the second period, clean some stuff up a little bit, and like I said, we're not playing good. But we're not playing bad enough to be down 1-0, 2-0 right now.
Yeah.
You know, just because we're such a talented team.
Well, we did have Jackson Hoym out today, mm-hmm. and Foyles has moved up in his spot.
Yep.
Do you think that line is struggling to gel right now, as guys knowing where they're
actually? I think that line has had a couple. I think they're playing okay. I think that's the one line that I can see like. They're making some plays. They're moving the puck. I've seen a couple really just like quick three foot passes to a guy with speed that generated some sort of offensive pressure. So I think that line actually looks pretty good right now
okay.
with Hoym not in the mix. I think what it did is mostly disrupt our second and third line. You know,
right.
in our third line right now, Evan Foyles, he carries that line. You know,
yep.
he's a great player. A lot of skill, a lot of good hockey sense to him where he kind of carries the other two. And now you have a freshman thrown into it that's playing
exactly.
his first game of consistent minutes. So now that line's a little less lethal where Evan moving up to the first line, you're just matching a great player with two other great players.
Yep.
You know, so I don't think I think it's going to affect more of our second and third lines, and that's okay. They're going to figure it out.
Yep. All right, so one period now in the books here. It's no score. Chi High and U School of Milwaukee and Wildcats with a 10-8 lead in the shots here this afternoon. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly parents' night out events, family fun zone, and child watch service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
No score after one period here today. Chi High Hockey. Greg and Coop here with you. Cards playing USM, University School of Milwaukee. And hoping for their sixth win of the season, their fifth in a row. But really kind of getting outplayed here a little bit in the first period by a team that played at Middleton last night in the Madison area. And then their coach told me that they got a hotel in Toma because I thought they're going to go back to Milwaukee and then come up here today. Makes, you know, perfect sense for them to find a hotel on the way up. They stayed at Toma, and then it was a reasonable trip. I mean, their JV team here, Hoop, played at 10. At 10 this morning.
Yeah.
So they would have, Milwaukee, they would have had to get up before the Chickens.
Yeah, we were thinking like, what, 5:30? Yeah. No thanks.
So that's a good call for them. And they're a little more rested and coming off that Friday night game and ready to play here today. And no score after one. Shots again 10-8 in favor of U School. Have more high school action for you tonight. It's McDonald Max Boys Basketball Tournament in team in a tournament over at Stout, and they will play Colfax. The scheduled pregame shows at 6:55. Caleb Swenson will have the call with Mark Maloney. And Caleb told me that hardly ever do they begin at the scheduled time because it's a tournament. They've got teams taken into OT or whatever, and seems to drag on for a while since it's an all-dayer. And so 6:55, tune in then. We'll let you know at wogo.com if it's a little bit later, but you can catch that on WOGO tonight on the sports calendar. Then a busy week next week with a lot of buckets, and we'll have one game. It's going to be Eau Claire North here on Thursday night to get to see the Huskies for the first time. I guess we could stick around watching this afternoon. It's like Fond du Lac, but we got to have our lunch here, so we probably won't do that, but it'll be fun to see North. There's just something about North and Chi High. Got good rivalries.
The blue-collar battle.
It's the blue-collar. It's the battle for the for the
toolbox. The toolbox.
Exactly. So that should be a lot of fun. Thursday night, 6:40 Cardinal Countdown pregame show, and a couple of veteran coaches, Parker's, Ryan and Scott, going at it again. So it's Thursday night. That'll be our lone hockey game next week, and that'll be here at home. All right. Got a new sheet ice, fresh and ready to go for period number two. So we'll take a break and be back for puck drop in just a moment here on WOGL. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Christmas with The Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds, the messengers, in a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with The Chosen, Holy Night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Mycon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at MyConCinemas.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving now, puts it up left hand, got it, and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow.
Last kick out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for three. He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Thorpe with a shot. Oh, it went in.
Thorpe with a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed three shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got two shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Matinee hockey today. Chi High hosting University School of Milwaukee. No score after one. U-School will have just a very short 16-second power play to open up the second period. Shots pretty even at 10-8 in favor of U-School here today. And we're all thinking, well, let's see if we can crank it up here in the second period hoop and really get things going.
Yeah, absolutely.
Light the fire here a little bit, huh?
Yeah, first goal. Spark plug.
Yeah, it kind of takes that for this team. It sort of takes that first goal to open up the floodgates here. Yeah,
it is hard though. I mean, you know, it's a noon game on a Saturday.
Yep. Yeah.
You look at the rink and it's kind of a dead barn here today.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of people. You know, I know there's gymnastics going on. I assume our basketball team is probably playing today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's not a lot of students in the building. So I think just kind of there's not a lot of energy to pull from the outside, so I think, you know, how is a team, how can we create that energy ourselves, you know, getting rowdy on the bench, talking to each other as teammates. Someone's got to go out there and, you know, maybe lay a big hit or make a really nice play. You know, you got to. We need intrinsic team energy right now because it's not coming from other places.
That is for sure.
All right, U School on the ice, and Chi High hitting the ice as well. Mick Marlowe on the north end of the barn now. And it'll be Grenier, senior goaltender for the Wildcats, roughing up the paint on the south side. And we're just about ready to go. Cards at 5-1 on the season, and U School at 2-5, coming off a 7-4 loss last night against Middleton. And that's the thing, you know, they had a 4-3 lead in the third, and they gave up three consecutive goals to Middleton. And with a young team like this, I think, Coop, if we can get a quick goal here and kind of get them backpedaling a bit.
Yep, 100%.
Here we go. We're underway in the second period, and Gus Thorpe has got it for Chi High in his own zone. Wheels and deals back there. Hammered off the wall, but picked right back up again and thrown wide of the cage by USM on the power play. And there it evaporates. We're back to 5-on-5 hockey. And Evan Foyles has got it on the ice for Chi High. Swept toward the Chi High zone. And this one hops high in the air and going to be hauled in by Gus Thorpe. Thorpe cycles it back to the near wing. And the Cards struggling now to get it out of their own zone. Here is Mason Johnson. Retreats, picks it up, gets it over to Thorpe. Quick shot up the ice. They're looking up. Bobby, a pass for Drew as he was cutting into the zone, but they couldn't connect, and it comes out to the blue line. Nice keep right there by Thorpe, and it's picked up and cleared by U School. Tracked down Hebert in our own zone. Hebert turned, fired it up blindly, and nearly picked in the zone by USM, but overskated there by Waldersdorf, and USM had a delayed offsides call. Opens the ice up for Chi High. Here they come. Evan Foyles into the zone. There's a one-timer on net. Save made by Grenier as it popped up in the air. And reversing is Waldersdorf as he moves it into the zone. Now it's dropped to the left of Grenier. He'll work his team up the ice to the blue line and back out to neutral there. Jackson LeMay almost tripped up by a USM stick, but held his feet. Otherwise, it probably would have been a penalty. And this one ricochets up into the rafters and out of play here with 15-12 left in the second stanza. Chi High and USM here this afternoon. There is another game going on here right after ours. And that's going to be Eau Claire North against the team that we played last night, Fond du Lac. They're hanging around for an extra game. And their coach said he likes playing these teams in this area, the BRC teams. So that's going to be right after this one. Face off in the USM zone. And this one wrapped around the dasher. And USM able to clear it out to neutral. Here is Kasurik. Moves to the Cardinal blue line. Tried a wrist shot that was broken up a bit by Chi High, and the Cards on the break now into the skates of Ethan Foyles, so he really could not get any traction on that one, and this one ripped off the fence on the far side, and an icing call here on Chi High. Well, I tell you what, Hoop, this is looking more like a 1-0 score the way it's going here, with very little scoring action going on for either team. Not like the 7-0 game last night, where we had a lot of offense. Cards struggling to get any shots on goal, or very few. They only have 10 for the night. Here's a face-off in the Cards zone. Pumped around the boards, and this one's going to come out to neutral ice. And let's see if Cards can get something going right here. Mason Johnson turns the afterburners on. Now this one goes over to the right wing corner for Evan Foyles. He taps at it. Foyles now inside the circle. One-timer. And the rebound comes hard out on the near side and taken by Swobes as he climbs into it. And here is Bobby. Bobby weaves his way along the blue line. And back to Swoboda. Swoboda loads one up. That's wide of the cage. Card starting to manufacture some shots now, and here is Johnson. Johnson cycles it down into the right wing corner. Bowlby is down there, pushed hard against the fence, and this one's going to come back to Thorpe. Oh, it came over his stick, and the Cards have to give up the zone right here. Just hopped over Gus's stick and out to neutral ice. 13:47 left to go. USM will toss it over the glass and out of play right here. 13:44 left to go on the game clock here in the second. And the faceoff is going to be in the Wildcat zone. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry proud to support Chi-High Athletics. This one wedged off the wall on the far side by the Cards. They keep it inside the zone. And Krista, and it comes right onto the tape of Sam Hebert as he climbed in. Knocked down by USM, and they're flying up the ice right now. That one hard off the back wall behind Marlowe. And here is Krista. Worked the window and up and out, and this one floats back into the USM zone. Not hard enough for icing. Wildcats deep pick it up. Powered off the wall on the far side, and it's going to be in the Chippewa zone, and Brett Krista able to track it down first for the Cards. Here is Carlson. Nice tap ahead on the breakout play, and it's loose in the center circle, picked up by USM just across the blue line, but that one's going to be picked off by the Cards, and they clear it to center, but now the drop off from Chi High, and USM has got it. They'll throw it in the zone. Cards with the intercept right here, and tapped off the wall and into the zone, and everybody's on sides. 12:35 left to go here in the period. No score. Shots even up to 11-11. Here's a 12th shot and a save by Grenier off a shot by Andrew Johnson. Cards still have it in the zone. Johnson, Andy Johnson, cycled it down low. Cards giving chase to keep it pinned up inside the offensive zone. And we got a delayed call coming up here. That's going to be a cross check on U School. And the Cards will have the power play right here. As Fredette was dropped on the cross check. And Cards get a chance on the power play right here. Their second of the afternoon. This would be a good place for us to
be a great time to get it going.
12:09 on the game clock. About halfway through the game. And here we go. Face off to the blocker side of Grenier. Cards keep the zone. There's Gus Thorpe racing over to get it. Backhand keeps it inside the blue line. And this one ripped around the wall. Cards still control the play. And now they cough it up. And USM has it. Here is Monticelli. Blocked it across the line to neutral ice, but picked by Mason Johnson. He's got it. Feathers one into the left wing corner, and the Cards can't hold the zone. Here is Bovey. Bovey, nice move, moves in, beats one man, beats another. Oh, a wrist shot just went wide. He was going top shelf on the glove side of Grenier and nearly got it. Beautifully maneuvered through three players. Here's Bovey again. Over to Thorpe, and Mason Johnson with a hard one-timer in the right circle. That one Grenier fended off. Here is Johnson to Thorpe on the power play. Bovey down low, and they go take the tape. And Johnson with a chance right there. And Cards moving the puck all around. And getting some good rubber on the goaltender Grenier. Here they come again. Down to 49 seconds to go on the power play. Cards on the attack. Maybe they got the wake-up call right here. Here is Thorpe in the high slot. Thorpe moves in, throws it maybe just a little higher than he wanted. And it's gobbled up by Grenier, and he hangs on with 39 seconds left to go. That was a pretty good
really good puck movement there. I loved how they worked the perimeter. They got it to a guy on the goal line who fed it cross court. That was beautiful. Nice one-timer from Mason Johnson, too. Just got to hit the net a little bit. That's all right.
10:47 remaining here in the period. 36 on the power play. Cards with some new players out there right now on the second PP unit. Here is Carlson. Tried to move it to his forehand, then lost the puck, and still inside the zone, so the Cards didn't have to retreat. And this one is wrapped into the left wing corner by Chi High. And now going to be picked up by Cox for USM. He rode it out of the zone, rubbed on the wall, and then pops it up. Down to 5 seconds to go on the man advantage. Thrown in by the Cards, and that will do it. So Chi High 0 for 2 on the man advantage. Both teams 0 for 2 with the man advantage. Puck still caught up in the USM zone, and now they'll carry it out. Here is Malusi across the blue line and softly lays one on net. And Marlowe makes the easy save right there. 9:53 left to go here in the first. No score, Chi High at U School here this afternoon. Won't be long, we'll have some North fans showing up for their game. They'll play Fond du Lac in the second part of the high school hockey doubleheader here today. Face-off is going to be to the glove side of Marlowe in the Chi High D zone. Back to the point. A shot knocked down off the stick of Bovey. Came off his stick from the point right here. And now it's loose in the slot. Going to be picked up and gunned off the wall on the near side by the Cards into the zone. Mason Johnson's line back out there now with 9:34 left to go in a fast-moving second period. Cards get it over towards Foyles, but it just popped over his stick. He was all by himself, and now the puck tossed in the low slot. Here's a quick turnaround by Bobby, and he hammered one at the goaltender. Denied by Grenier, and we got a penalty coming up on USM right here. And this is going to be either a cross check or a rough as Foyles went down hard. A rough call on Nathan Monticelli. So the Cards go right back to the power play, which was pretty effective the last time out. It'll be their third of the afternoon, third power play chance of the afternoon for Chi High. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers, heating service techs, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Stop in to find out more, or you can apply online at wirzgala.com. That's wirzgala.com. Cards back to action now in the power play. They work it out of their own zone and in to the USM, into the ice. In the right corner, Cards dig it off the wall. Comes right back to Sam Hebert at the point. Here's Swoboda. Had a man parked on the far side, the weak side. That was Ethan Foyles. Nice job by Swobes to try to hit him there, trying to thread the needle. Just couldn't quite connect, and it's cleared by USM. 1:16 left to go in the power play for Chi High as Bobby goes back to get it. Here is Drew pumping up the ice across the blue line now. Sets up the power play. They work it cross ice for Johnson. Oh, Johnson's pass was read right there by USM, and he has to quickly retreat along with Thorpe to pick up the loose change. Here is Thorpe, spins away from the attacker, Evan Waltersdorf, who pesters him as he tries to come out. Down to 44 seconds left to go on the power play. Mason Johnson goes cross ice for Drew. Drew picks it up, takes his time, looks it over. Now it goes into the left wing corner for Foyles. This one comes back for Gus Thorpe. Nice job using his body to block the breakout pass or the dumping pass by USM. But they pick up the rebound and clear it. And we're down to 20 seconds left to go on the power play. Here is Thorpe. Thorpe hands off to Drew, and Drew up the ice, crosses the line for one final rush on the man advantage. Cards work at the low slot. Mason Johnson tries to juke his way in, but that didn't happen, and that'll do it for the power play. So the Cards now 0 for 3 on the man advantage. And we're at 7:05 left to go in the period. Here is Frenette, roughed up as he came into the zone. And now USM has got it. Across the line comes Featherston. Featherston moves in. Centering pass right there for Jarmers. And they nearly connected. It's loose out at neutral ice. And let's see who's going to come up with it. Off the shelf. Jarmers turns, rips it into the Chi High zone with 6:39 left to go. And the Cards have it parked behind their tender. Tapped ahead now. And Chi High can't quite get it across the line. USM with a nice keep on the near side by Featherston. And let's see if the Cards can take this one out of their own zone. Going to be picked up by Brett Krista. Works his way around the traffic, and USM has got it. They'll move it into the right wing corner. Cards kind of stalled out in their own zone right now. 6:07 left to go in the period. Cards cannot get it across their own blue line. About three or four times they've tried. Now they work it, finally get it across the blue stripe. And here is Netter. He'll drop it off the wall, but pumped right back in again by USM. Cards with no flow on this shift for sure. 5:47 left to go here in the period. Shots 16-12 in favor of Chi High. One timer on net. And Mick with the big save right there. Thumped it in the right wing corner. And Chi High works their way up the ice right now. Just not connecting on the passes right now. Swept in by Carlson behind the cage. Carter Bobey on the forecheck trying to get there. Scramble for it in the left wing corner. Bobey's got it. He was bumped a little bit on the wall. The Cards have it out at the point. Swallows with a quick wrist shot. It went wide. Right on the ice. Nice shot right there. 5:08 left to go. And it's caught up in the corner in the zone. And finally comes out for USM. Now it's turned into the Chi High zone. Swoboda gets there. Paid the price as he was bodied into the wall. And this one comes right back out. Thrown in on the goaltender by USM. Cards just cannot click it right now like they were a moment ago. This one high in the air, didn't hit the rafters, and tracked down by USM with 4:40 left to go. And it's back to the Chi High blue stripe. Defense playing catch. Thorpe lost the handle on it. Gus is going to pick it up right now. And he'll move it to the blue line, but gave it right back to USM. As it caroms into the left wing corner, Jarmers caught it right there. And back to the blue line, and a one-timer by Cook for University School. And that one hit Marlow. So shots evening up here pretty close. 16-13 in favor of Chi High as we take it down to the four-minute mark left in the second period. No score. Chi High and USM. And I think, hope there's a little frustration going on. And you could kind of hear it down in the bench area too, with players just not clicking right now.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it feels like there's three kids who kind of showed up ready to play, and other than that, it's just not happening. But like we said a couple times, it's a noon game on a Saturday.
That's right, and there is no score. We're not trailing yet. Just got to find the back of the net here once, and maybe that's all it'll take. Here is Drew. Drew trying to beat the USM rush. Drew moves in all by himself. Got underneath the D and launched a shot. Had no room to work his way in front of the net, but did get a shot on net. And now we got bodies flying all over the place out there with 3:35 left to go as the puck comes loose midway in the Chi High defensive zone. Here is Bobey. Took a feed. Now goes cross ice for Mason. Mason backs the puck up a little bit and pulls the trigger on his shot. And that is it as Grenier makes the save and hangs on. 3:23 left to go in this second period. Well, don't let a lingering injury keep you from being at your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, a new approved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit cbosm.com/WOGO, cbosm.com/WOGO. We're on WOGO, Greg and Hoop here today, and the Z-Man, Zach Whitejack, our producer back in the WOGO studios. Chi High just into the USM zone, and now it is lobbed out by the Wildcats, and the Cards have to go back and reset in their own zone. 2:47 on the game clock left here in the first as Andy Johnson moves into the zone and just couldn't quite stretch out to get the puck, and it floats just inside the Cards' blue line. Here is Torinas, goes into the corner, coughed up the puck to the Cards, and it's on the half boards in the Chi High zone. quickly thrown toward the net, hit some traffic out in front, and the Cards are able to skip this one out of the zone and back to the USM into the ice, but quickly tossed down the rink again by the Wildcats. Cards just do not have any flow in this period yet, but here's a quick shot on net off the shoulder of the goaltender Grenier from Carter Bovey, and it's going to be cleared by the Wildcats, and an icing call right here. Shots 19-13 in favor of the Cards, but zeros up on the scoreboard so far as we wind down to the 1:56 mark left in this second period. So who's going to get the wake-up call first here, I guess, is what we're looking at. Face-off in the left wheel in the University defensive zone. And this one's going to float back out to center ice. And it's going to be chucked into the left-wing corner by Chai High. Now USM drops it all the way down the length of the ice. And Brett Krista races to get it first for the Cards. On the half wall in the Chai High zone. Picked up there, and it's going to be skipped out off the window. And USM has got it. They'll turn it toward the center stripe, and here they come. Quick one-timer on net by Krasurik. And Nick Marlowe saw that all the way, so he makes the stop with 1:12 left to go here in the second period. Still on the fence on the far side, tapped off by Carter Bovey off the backhand, and it's still loose between the blue stripes here. Cards racing back to get it in their own zone. Here is Jackson LeMay. LeMay takes his time, looks it over, and Cards up the ice now for Carter Bovey. He'll spin off on the line change with under a minute to go. Bovey's off and Drew is on. Carter's off and Drew is on. And here we go. Chai High. They'll work it off to the right for Evan Foyles. And here are the Cards right now. Foyles has got it. Got Swobes on his wing here. Foyles with a shot. A wrist shot. And that one is between the pads of the goaltender Mason Grenier. And he didn't move a muscle. Just waiting for the whistle to sound. And 25.7 left of the game clock here in the second. And the faceoff is in the USM zone. It's going to be Johnson trying to win it for Chai High. On the dot in the zone. Left wing wheel, and USM is able to carry it out with 19 seconds to go. One-timer into the mitt of Marlowe. And that one came off the stick of Malusi, and then he paid the price. He went down in a heap on a big-time check as the stick went
over the glass.
Yeah, it popped all the way over the window and had to be thrown in by a fan. Well, you know, those sticks are valuable.
That is fantastic. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Yeah. Not like a baseball where you can keep it in the stands. Sticks are like, what, $200-$300 or something like that for a stick, composite stick?
More.
Oof, man. All right, here's a shot from the point by USM as we tick it down to 7 seconds left to play. Cards got to get out of harm's way here in this period. And a scrum right behind the goaltender Marlowe as time runs out here in the second. And the teams will go to their quarters, head to the locker rooms. Got shots 20-15 in favor of the Cards, but still after two periods, no score. Chai High and U School here this afternoon. So got to get some magic words in the locker room between the second and third, huh?
Yeah, 100%. That was just, it's just weird. There's not a lot of, it's hard to think that one player being out of the lineup would disrupt this team that much just with the amount of depth we have. But yeah, it's honestly, it's our first line is playing well, and our second line, they're blending a little bit, and our third line just looks like they're really lost right now, you know, which to be expected. You have a freshman center playing in his first big game, but yeah, we're just not connecting in a lot right now. But the beauty of it is 0-0, yep. Tie game, yep. Going into the third period. So next goal, I really think the next goal is probably going to decide this one. And wow. U-School, with just being a younger team, you know, the one thing I do notice, they have seven seniors, so a lot of leadership there.
Yep.
And you can they're playing us really hard right now, and they're
sure.
generating some perimeter opportunities. They haven't really gotten anything in tight where I would consider it a super threat, but I mean, they keep shooting the puck, and we're allowing them to have offensive zone time. At some point, one's got to streak
yep,
in.
Exactly.
You know, so we got to start batting down the hatches a little bit and get back to the basics in our D zone and start making some stuff happen in the offensive zone.
From our offensive standpoint, we've had some shots on their goaltender. Are we not taking the time on those, or just not? Are we unlucky here today in some of those? Because we've had some decent
yeah,
shots.
Yeah, we've had some pretty good opportunities, you know, but we haven't had a lot of second chance opportunities. You know, we're getting those shots off, and I think we're being critical when we're shooting the puck. We've had a couple really nice one-timers, a couple really nice potential backdoor plays, or maybe even guys are making nice cuts to the middle and getting shots off, but we just have no one home for those second chances, and we've been shooting a lot of pucks that are 3 feet off the ice where the 3 feet zone, you're hitting the goalie's gut, you're starting to hit his arms, where we need to start shooting it into the pillows a little bit and get some bounces.
Yeah. All right. So no score after two here, Chi High and U-School of Milwaukee. And we will continue in a moment. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Put OneFest tickets under the tree this Christmas. OneFest Christian Music Festival this August in Kadot, featuring Jeremy King. 10th Avenue North.
Love is here.
And Toby Mac. OneFest. Get your tickets now at one-fest.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Busy day at the rink today. Chi High hosting the University School of Milwaukee. No score as we head towards the third period now. Chippewa beat USM in JV hockey 3-1, so they pick up their second straight victory for the junior varsity squad. Eau Claire North's JV played Fond du Lac. Team Chi-Hi played last night in the North Barn earlier today during our JV game, and then North's varsity getting ready to play Fondy here right after our game. So this place will be hopping for a while. It all began at 10 in the morning with the JV games and probably will not be done until sunset here, I would imagine, with the North Fondy game coming up. But USM has given all they can here today with a pretty young team. Very young. Their best players, their coach told me, are their freshmen and sophomores. And they've been playing well here today. No score against a team that, you know, a Chi-Hi team that's loaded with some veterans and pretty deep from the goal line on up. And so they're giving us all we can handle with no score here after two periods of play. Shots 20-15 in favor of the Cards. But, well, you couldn't tell it by watching the game, could you?
No, it's just...
Doesn't seem that way.
Yeah, it's just, it feels... We just don't have a lot of pop in our step right now, and that's okay. You know, I think also, too, you know, sometimes it's very common with high schoolers that we kind of, you know, we start score watching, and we see that, you know, they lost to Middleton. I think they lost to Fond du Lac 5-0, too,
yep.
You know. So
yep.
You start looking at those scores, and you think, oh, it's a points night. Mm-hmm. We're going to walk all over these guys. And then all of a sudden, they're playing really good hockey. Their goaltender's playing really good. And now you find yourself at a third period at 1 o'clock on a Saturday, and you're tied 0-0 with a team you thought you were going to walk all over.
Yeah, exactly. And Chi-Hi, you know, they know they're a good team. They've got to just keep their balance and focus. And hopefully, you know, they realize that they got to come out here every day. They can't just throw their sticks on the ice and expect to win games.
You know, the one thing, too, with being a very good team is you're going to get everyone's best.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Look at Badgers hockey.
Yep.
They were the number one ranked team in the country, and they got swept by Michigan State.
Yep.
You know, is when you're a good team and you're having success, you're going to get every team's best night. You know, it doesn't matter if that team, they could be 0-10. You're going to get their best game, and you never know. You run into a hot goaltender. Maybe there's one kid who's just having a night, and it feels like he can't miss. And all of a sudden, he puts a couple pucks in. So, you know, when you're a good team, there's some downfalls with it, and one of those is there's never an easy night.
That's true. So true. Well, the Cards right now looking for their fifth straight victory. They are 5-1 coming in here. Today off the 7-0 defeat of Fond du Lac last night. And they haven't lost since November. But right now in danger of dropping another game if U-School pops one in, because we're not generating much offense here today. But the good news is it's scoreless. No score, Chi-Hi, and all we have to do is pop one in and maybe ride it out here in the third. All right, Hoop and Stewie up here in the booth with you, and Z-Man Zach Wycheck back in our WOGO studios. Take another break. Come back for puck drop in the third. Chi-Hi and U-School today. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO. Pally, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Christmas with The Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds, the messengers, in a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with The Chosen, holy night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Micon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at MyConCinemas.com.
A scoreless hockey game here this afternoon. Chi High and University School of Milwaukee. Two periods deep in this game and shots 20-15 in favor of the Cards. Have more high school sports action for you tonight on WOGO. It's McDonald boys basketball team at a tournament at UW Stout. Scheduled pregame show is 6:55. They will take on Colfax. That pregame show may be delayed because of this tournament, day-long tournament. And so we'll see. But Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with the call for you tonight. Our next hockey game is on Thursday back here at the barn at the Chippewa Ice Arena as the Cards host arch-rival Eau Claire North. And 6:40 for Cardinal Countdown. And Hoop will be back with me for that one. Should be a lot of fun. Chi High looking for the first goal of the game here in the third period. USM coming out now. They're ready to rock and roll, and Chi High is soon to be out of their locker room as well. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490 or stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. It's qualitypropaneandfuels.com. USM, I noticed their schedule. They have a heavy schedule in December, and then they take off almost 2 weeks here at the... or at least a week and a half or so at the end of the year. And I think their kids, you know, private school, they probably head home and that kind of thing. So they're going to take a little break here, but heavy first part of the season schedule for them.
You know, the one thing I got to give them credit for, they have great uniforms.
They do, don't they?
Fantastic overall.
Royal blue and our dark blue and the yellow and white trim.
Good color scheme.
U School for their logo. I mean, a program that has been a perennial state power. Is it 16 trips to state for U School? Won it in 07.
Yep.
And they've had some great success down there in the southern part of the state.
They play in probably one of the coldest rinks, though.
Never been to their rink before.
Oh, yeah. It's right on there. They get It's crazy. They have like a whole campus there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so it's right on their campus?
Right on their campus.
Okay.
It's not a huge rink by any means, but it is freezing there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. It's a cool rink, though.
Keep the icebox going, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Here we go. Chi Hive. And U School, the Cards on the ice now. And Gavin Foyles line. We'll start things off here. Foyles flanked by Jackson LeMay. And Drew Bowie. Thorpe and Swopes on the blue line. And here we go. Next goal may win it. And here is Jackson LeMay. LeMay into the left wing corner. Foyles tracks it down. On the half wall. Here is LeMay. Can't catch up to it. Swope steps up. Changes places with Bovey. And the puck still inside the zone, but tapped off the glass. And up and back out to neutral ice. Here's Cards setting things up again as they move into the zone. Can't get organized. And the puck loose out at neutral again. Picked up by USM. That's banked off the wall. This should be an icing call. And there's the whistle right there.
Looks like they switched up lines a little bit here.
I see that. So Carlson's going to come up with Mason Johnson and Carter Bowlby. I mean, if it ain't working, you might as well switch it up, I guess, here in the second. That's what Scott Parker and the coaching confab decided to do. And this one swept along the boards, and the Cards have it right now. Here is Carlson. He feathers it down in the left wing corner. Cards trying to get something out in front of Grenier. The goaltender comes back to Krista at the point. Back pedals, drops one in to the left wing corner. It scoops around to the right in the high slot. Carlson with a one-timer as he twisted and ripped one. And Grenier made the save and lays that one into the left wing corner. And it's cleared out to center by USM. Now the Cards with the intercepted. Here they come. Here is Krista. Walks it up the ice. Launches one in. Cards in the midst of a change. Andy Johnson out there along with Ethan Foyles. And Matt Fredette. This one banked off the fence in the far side. In behind Grenier, the goaltender for USM. Off the window and up and out by the Wildcats. Here they come crossing the Chi High zone. As Walter Storff tried to juke his way into the zone. And now it's loose just outside the USM D zone. Bodies flying all over it. Some hitting going on here early on in the third period. 2 minutes in. And here comes USM into the Chi High zone. Centering pass right there. Cards got in between. Disrupted that. And it comes back to the point. They can't hold it. Here's Chi High. Andy Johnson one-on-one with Gurney. Johnson moves in, but he was out of gas, and he's got to head to the bench right here. Didn't have a whole lot to work with left in the tank to try to make some fancy move out there. Cards work it into the right wing corner, and here is Bowie. Cycles it back on the backhand. Picked up there by Gurney for U School, and it's loose in the right elbow, a left elbow rather, in the U School defensive zone. Ripped along the shelf, and let's see where it's going to wind up. Still inside the University School defensive zone, and the Cards get something cooking right on net, but Grenier makes the save and hangs on. No rebound on that one.
It's the best start to a period in a while.
Yep.
Probably since the Hudson game.
I think they got the talking to. Maybe in between periods here, and maybe shuffling things up too is going to help get us going in the right direction. Face off in the U School zone right here. 14-13 on the game clock. No score. And the Cards get a clean win. Here's a one-time shot by Hebert. Couldn't thread the needle there. Hit some bodies out in front, and U School's got it. They're on sides. Move in. There's a one-timer. Sticked into the corner by Marlowe. And who's going to come up with it? Cards have it out of neutral ice. Feathered off to the left for Johnson from Carter Bowlby. And this one floats into the left wing corner. And it's loose in the U School zone. Jammed up on the wall and up and out. Here is Krista. Saw an opening for Brett Carlson. Gets the puck to him. And Brett will toss that one in and head off on the line change himself. Cards have it out at neutral. Stop it right along the red line. Krista steps up, dumps it in, and He'll quickly scoot off on the change. In the left wing corner here, a scrum developing, a couple of cards, three USM players, and now Chai High comes out of the fray with it. Here's Swobes, hammers that one off the wall. Into the left wing corner. Johnson can't track it down. Comes over to Fournette. He is bodied off the puck, and Johnson's got it for Chai High for a moment. 12:55 left to go here in the third period. No score. Fournette backpedals, dumps it in, and he'll come off on the change as Scott Parker keeping those lines fresh right here in the third period. Here is Morticelli, comes in, backhands one right on. Marlowe with the save there. 12:38 and counting left to go in the third. Lofted into the right wing corner by the Cards. Tracked down there by Jackson LeMay. And Swobe's going to step right up there. Tries a shot from the top of the right wheel. That one ricocheted off a player. And here is Bovey moving in. And Drew with a chance as he carried it to the cage. Players down in front of the goaltender Grenier. Cards have the puck. A quick shot. That one ricocheted off a player. Goes into the right wing corner. Thorpe has got it. Works it down low for Jackson LeMay. Ripped around the corner, and it's going to come out on the half wall on the far fence here for Swoboda. Puck is loose in behind Grenier, the goaltender. Now picked up by Bovey. He'll carry it right to the front of the net and launches a shot, but had no room to put the puck in. Grenier is not a small guy, and he was hanging on to the right post there. And just no room for Drew on the shot, and cleared all the way down by USM. So an icing call right here. 11:44 left to go here in this third period. Mason Johnson will take the draw against Monticelli for USM, and this one hard off the window and up and out of play here. I'm thinking that 1-0 is going to win this one the way this game has flowed here this afternoon. Face off in the right wheel. USM's going to carry it across their own blue line, and they get organized out at neutral ice. 11:30 left to go in the third period. In behind Marlowe now, scramble for it right there. Brett Krista among the players down low for Chai High, and the Cards able to work it out for Carter Bovey. He'll scoot underneath his own goaltender, opens up some ice, and then his breakout pass is deflected up and out of play here. Well, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck, ServiceMaster. 11:14, back to action now. Chai High looking for that goal. Break the scoreless tie here. He comes back to the Chai High zone. Here is Krista. Walks up a few feet, then launches one off the wall on the far side. Puck went into the zone, but the Cards were offsides, and it's loose between the blue stripes. Here is Krista battling down there. Rubbed on the wall, Krista and Malusi, and we may get a penalty right here. I think it's going to be on, Brett, but let's see if Malusi goes as well. Nope, it's a hold on Krista.
Kind of shocked they called him for a hold because he tossed that kid like a little rag doll.
No. Malusi's not a big kid. Don't have any stats for his height or weight, but yeah, he's been beat up a little bit out there. Tough kid, though, and keeps coming. So power play number three for U School right now. Getting down to those critical moments here in the third. No score. They set up their power play. Gurney on the left point. They go cross ice now for Walterstorff. Back to Gurney in the high slot. Looks over to his left for Tyler Cook. Here's a one-timer on net. And the save made by Marlowe. Cards get a clear across the blue line, but not very deep. And Gurney has got it. Backpedals. Gives it over for Tyler Cook. On the far side for Walterstorff, and he crosses the blue stripe. There they go, far side point for Gurney. to Walderstorff, and this one ricochets off a Cards player, and it's out to center ice again. And Jackson LeMay with some fresh legs out there for Chi High right now. And the kill, 9:59 left to go as the puck heads out of his offsides right here for USM. Shots 24-18 in favor of the Cards. And U School is going to use their TO right here. I think their head coach, Corbin McGuire, must think this is a
pivotal moment.
Yeah, pivotal moment, huge point in the game here. With not a whole lot of offense manufactured, this might be their best opportunity right here to score. So he's going to use the timeout. And not a bad thing for Chi High either, I don't think, at this point of the game. Well, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics like Chi High Hockey. Northwestern Bank. Shots again, 24-18 in favor of the Cards. 1:12 left to go on U School's third power play of the afternoon. Both teams have had three power plays, so this is the third for U School. Chi High's at three. And after scoring three power play goals last night, the Cards gone 0 for today. 0 for 3 on the man advantage. There's the horn, and we'll be back to action after U School uses their timeout right here. Trying to get organized, set up a play on the power play. Looks as if it's going to be the same unit. So that's, I'm sure, one big reason why Corbin McGuire wanted to call the TO to keep that top unit out there. And here we go. The faceoff is just outside the Cards' blue line at neutral. Johnson's got it and walks it back for Gus Thorpe. Thorpe off the window and into the U School defensive zone. There's Gurney. Drops it back now for Tyler Cook, and he'll head up the ice. Cook with a gunner into the left wing corner. Thorpe is there first. Got it past Gurney, and we got a chance here with Mason Johnson heading into the zone, but Grenier, the goaltender, came out and played it away from him. Here comes USM across the line. Plays one through the paint. This one caroms into the left wing corner, and the Cards set up their box. 36 seconds left to go on the power play. On the near point is Tyler Cook. His shot is blocked out in front. Comes to Gurney at the right point. Gathers it in. Cards tip it off a stick. We can't clear the zone. Gurney down low in the right wing corner. And put a pass right through the paint. Made it all the way through the traffic with 15 seconds left to go on the power play. And we're down to 9 minutes remaining here in the third period. Back to Gurney. Loads one up. The shot made. Saved by Marlow. Denied and cleared by the Cards. And that will do it for the power play. And like Chippewa, USM is 0 for 3 on the power plays. Had a guy almost caught us with a player sitting at the blue line. That was Jack Torinas, who was just parked there. And the Cards were in the midst of a change and nearly got beat on that one. But Torinas couldn't catch the puck. And an icing call here on the long stretch pass by USM. So 8:42 left to go in the game. Face off in the USM zone. To the right of the goaltender, Grenier. Cards win the draw and a quick shot on net. Grenier fought that one off. Cards still trying to control. They get it back for Johnson. Johnson at the blue line carried across. And they'll have to hit the reset button right here. Now over to Drew Bovee. Bovee's got it. Carries it into the zone. Rubbed on the wall. This one wrapped around the wall into the left wing corner. Krista stepped up, lost his lumber, and this one is cleared all the way down by USM. As we tick it down to 8 minutes remaining in this one, it's been scoreless all the way. Cards lead it in the shots by a 25-20 count, but that's about it. Been pretty quiet afternoon so far. Here is Krista, gathers it in. His breakout pass is cut off and loose, picked up at the point, and a one-timer by Wyatt Cox. Made it through traffic all the way to the mitt of Mick Marlow. And he'll hang on to that one with 7:49 left to go here in the third period. Well, the crowd not exactly on the edge of their seats here, just kind of sitting it out, waiting for somebody to score. No score nearly at the end of three here. A battle along the wall. Here comes Chi High, two on two. Here is Johnson. Johnson with Carlson on his wing. They tried to go cross ice, no opening there. The INT for U School, and back into the Chi High zone. The intercept, and here is Swobes. Works it to the blue line. Carter Bovey drops one in. Into the corner, comes around from right to left. Cards. Carlson uses the body. Here is Johnson. Mason's got the puck now, pinned up against the yellow stripe. And who's going to come out with it? Carlson down there, Johnson as well. And it's pushed in behind the goaltender, Grenier. And move from left to right. And we got Chi High with the puck right now. Back to Gus Thorpe. One timer. A riser, and that one fought off by the goaltender Grenier. Puck along the wall and cleared out to center ice by USM. As we're down to 6:45 left to go in the game, at least in regulation. Carter Bovey backhands it in, and he'll take off for the bench. Cards get another fresh set of players out there as USM moves it in the zone. Here comes Chi High. Here is Bovey. Bovey moves in, fires a shot. That one drifted wide on him. The gap closed and didn't have a whole lot of shooting room right there. One-timer along the goal line from Evan Foyles. Didn't make it through. And the puck on the half boards in the USM zone. Here is Jackson LeMay, centering pass off the backhand. Didn't get out in the front of the net and cleared all the way down by USM. And they're going to wave icing off. 6 minutes and counting left to go here in regulation. No score. Cards on the breakout here. They go cross ice. And here is Drew. Drew into the left wing corner. Stops, opens up some territory. Back to the point on the give and go with Krista. And it's loose in the corner. Evan Foyles climbs in. Foyles has dropped on the check right there. And let's see where it goes. Back out to neutral ice, and the Cards have to reload here. 5.5 left to go in regulation. Back and forth we go here this afternoon. No score. Shots 25-21 in favor of the good guys here. And this is Tyler Cook for USM. Weaves his way up the ice, now crosses the line. Cook moves in. One-timer, and the rebound left way out there by Marlowe. Fortunately, the Cards just able to get a piece of the rock and put it in the left wing corner. Here comes Chi High. It's Andrew Johnson. Johnson moves in, beats one player, and then he'll leave one right in front of the goaltender. Didn't get a whole lot on it. No room to maneuver down in front of Grenier. And the senior goaltender for USM makes the save with 4:57 left to go here in the third period. Face off to the glove side of Grenier in the USM D zone. And here is Kasurik. Hammers it off the backboards. Cards on the forecheck right here, trying to get something cooking here in the end of the game, into regulation, and the puck tied up long enough to draw the whistle in the USM D zone. So both teams, if they want, can change up players, but decide to stay with who they've got on the ice right now. 4:43 left to go on the game clock here in the third. Kicked around inside the zone. Cards come up with it. Quick one-timer by Carlson. Floated wide. Cards trying to push it deep. Swoboda jumped in from his D spot. Now he'll retreat, and here is Mason Johnson. Johnson through the legs of the U player and turns and fires a shot, wrist shot, that ricocheted up into the net. Now to play. That unit out of gas, so they'll head to the bench right here. 4:23 left to go in the game. Feeling the big hole left by Jackson Hoym for some reason today. I think things might be different if number eight were out there today. No score right now. Chi High and U School. And the Cards on the back check come up with the puck. Here they come. 4:07 left to go. Thornton will start them out of their own end. Here is Swoboda. Swobes drops it rink wide into the left wing corner. And it's going to be Foyles who comes up with it for Chi Hutt. Here is a pass out in front for Bowlby. Tried to put it on his forehand. Watched a shot. Got something off. But easily scooped up into the mitt of Grenier with 3:50 left to go in this third period. Overtime looming for these teams. USM already with a tie this season. Well, pardon me, that was Fond du Lac had a tie, our last night's opponent. USM doesn't have a tie. Chi Hutt has not been taken into overtime yet this year. This one off the window and all the way down in the Cards D zone. And Chi Hutt's got it right now. Here they come. Sam Hebert up the ice. Hebert lost it, and an offsides call right here.
We just can't get out of our own way today.
I know. Our two left feet here, huh? Wow. Been a tough one here today, for sure. Face off outside the university zone with 3:23 left to go here in the third period. And no score. USM and Chi Hutt dumped into the zone by the Cards. Comes into the left wing corner. Scramble for it right there. Evan Foyles puts a shoulder into the USM player. Somebody's going to have to step up here if the Cards going to win this one. Maybe do it himself. USM across their own blue line. Now they work it into the zone. Lead pass for Monticelli. He can't control. Cards get back on it. That's Krista back there. Monticelli and Krista kind of tangled up in the right wing corner of the Chi Hutt zone with 2:40 left to go here in regulation. Cards have it. Now they lose it right in front of their goaltender. Comes back to the point. One-timer on net by Taritas. And Marlowe had to fight that one into the left wing corner with 2:35 left to go. Cards cannot afford a TO in this period. Off the window. And here is Bowie, pushes it ahead toward the net. Bowie trying to beat the D. Grenier comes out, sends it into the right wing corner. And the Cards trying to attack right here. Comes back to the point, and a one-timer by Hebert. And that one swallowed up by Grenier, and he'll hang on for the faceoff in his own zone. 2:14 left to go here in the third period. This is going to come right down to the edge. Maybe an OT here. Cards Hockey, WOGO, AM 680, 103.1 FM, and WOGO.com. Here is Gurney for USM. Try to break out pass. That actually hit the skates of a teammate. Ricocheted. Here is Swoboda with a chance. Swobes moves in. Fires a shot.
Use speed.
And Cards still have the puck inside the zone. Lifted in the right wing corner. We're down to 1:50 left to go in regulation as the puck is lifted high toward the Chi Hutt zone and going to be tracked down there by Swoboda. But I think the whistle sounded. Must have. It's an icing call. Pardon me. Icing here on USM. So we need a clean win and get a good shot on net right here. 1:42 on the game clock here in regulation. And no score between these two clubs this afternoon. Second game coming up, North and Fond du Lac. There's a shot on net off the draw, and Grenier makes the save. That's what we need. Just keep peppering this goaltender.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Here's Evan Foyles, team's leading scorer on the draw. Clean win, back to Bobby. Through some traffic, that one almost found an opening. And the Cards on the attack with 1.5 left to go, 90 seconds to go in regulation. Cards struggling to keep it inside the zone, and now it's ripped off the glass and up and out, and a high stick right here.
Didn't even touch it.
Oh, man. That's what Bobby is claiming. I didn't touch it, and the whistle sounded, so it's going to be back in the Chi Hutt zone, pleading his case. But not going to happen. So the Cards going to have to win a draw on their own end here with 1:20 left to go in regulation. And Drew will take the faceoff. Drew Bowley, cards, push it across. It's, oh, they said it was on line. Oh, it went in. That looked like it came across the blue line to me. I thought I saw a gap. And USM puts it in with 1:15 left to go. It got redirected, came off a body. And it beat Marlowe. He didn't know where it was. He was all set for the save. Oh, man. So the Cards give up a late goal here. 15:45. Time of the goal. And Ethan Gurney will get credit for it. Cards going to use their TO right here. And it's 1-0 USM. Timeout for Chi High. So the goal scored by Ethan Gurney. Assist going to Monticelli and Tyler Cook, and a tough, tough outcome for the senior goaltender, Nick Marlowe, because it caromed off a player he didn't even know where it was coming from, didn't see the deflection. And, you know, really shouldn't have been back in the Chi High zone at all for the draw. Then it looked to me like it came across the blue line. I was not looking right down the blue line at it, but they did keep it inside the zone, and Gurney with the goal for USM, and they lead it 1-0 here with 1:15 left to go in regulation. Shots still in favor of Chi High, 31-25, and the Cards on the verge of getting shut out here today. So Scott Parker and Austin Taylor and Bob Thorpe and the coaching confab trying to draw something up here for the final 75 seconds of the game. Wow. That one turned on us in a row, didn't it?
Yeah, I kind of thought that something like that was going to happen sooner or later.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what happens when...
Yeah.
We haven't been playing hockey until the third period, so...
Right. That's exactly
Honestly, with... You just look at the matchup, and, I mean, there's no reason we shouldn't be up 3-4-0 against this team.
I agree.
Yep. Taking our own
Another
medicine
wake-up
here.
Call here, huh? 1:15 on the game clock. Center ice face-off. Cards now trailing 1-0. And the puck thrown in by USM. They just want to dump here. Drag some time off the clock. Final minute or so of play. Here comes Chi High. Few rushes left now with a minute left to go in the game. Here's Mason Johnson. Johnson moves in, tried to use the USM player as a screen.
Just
and
like
put it right in his belly.
Right there. It's like, why are you shooting the puck?
Yep.
Trying to go top shelf. Like,
yep.
we need a goal. We don't need a fancy one.
Right.
We need pressure in front of the net. Shoot the puck low.
Yep. Here we go. Face off to the glove side of Grenier. Down under a minute to play here. Chi High trailing 1-0. Feathered back to Thorpe. Thorpe moves to the high slot. Now leaves it for Mason Johnson to Thorpe. Loads one up. And again, a great save by Grenier through traffic. Guy just does not give up a rebound. And he hangs on to that. Senior goaltender we're facing here today. And Grenier hold it up strong here. 44 seconds left to go. Face off. Again in the USM zone, and this one's going to be dumped with the open net for Chi High. We're at even strength, so that's an icing call. Marlowe off, Cards with the extra attacker here. 38.2 on the game clock, and we'll do it in the same spot, right wing wheel. 38.2. And it's going to be Evan Foyles trying to get a clean win right here. Thorpe behind him. And this one's going to slip across the line. The Cards have to get on sides here. Swoboda, Thorpe on his left. Cards tap it toward the line, and Swobes can't get it in. Scramble for it out of neutral ice. Here's a shot by USM on the open net. We're down to 20 seconds left to go in the game. Here is Thorpe. They got to move it up quickly for one last chance. Thorpe weaves his way up. Now spots Foyles just across the blue line. Cards have the sixth.
Delay game, delay game, delay game.
And the USM player is on the puck.
You've got to call that.
Yeah. 5.8 seconds left to go. Got the puck and kind of pulled it underneath him. And there really should be more time on the clock. with that one, but that could be called. That could be a penalty here, but they're not going to issue it with 5.8 seconds left to go. So the faceoff in the USM zone. Have to be a quick shot here. Johnson to take the draw, and the Cards move right in on it. Thorpe is there. Johnson in the corner. Can't get it out in front. And USM wins this one 1-0, even though Chi High has got it in the shot department, 33-25. USM with the victory over Chi High. And it's going to be a nice, pleasant bus ride back for them here today. And they really played up against the Cards and beat Chi High by a 1-0 count. So after Cards beat USM 4-2 last year, they come up here and return the favor and knock off the Cards 1-0. So Chi High absorbs the loss here this afternoon and goes to 5-2 on the season. USM is at 3-5 overall. Shots again 33-25. Chi High with plenty of rubber on Grenier. He was, I think, the big difference maker is that senior goaltender for them. Made a lot of good stops, and Chi High loses this one by a 1-0 score this afternoon. So we'll come back, and we'll have our post-class and mirror post-game show brought to you by Post-Class Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll catch up with Scott Parker on the post-game show. Not much for the Holly Bovee stats recap, at least on our side of the ledger, but we'll do that for you as well on the post-game show. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving, now puts it up left hand, got it, and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow.
Last kick out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for three. He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Thorpe with a shot. Oh, it went in.
Thorpe with a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. At Post-Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post-Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post-Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post-Glass and Mirror.com.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over 2 decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Put OneFest tickets under the tree this Christmas. OneFest Christian Music Festival this August in Kidat, featuring Jeremy Kemp. 10th Avenue North. Love is here. Love is now. And Toby Mac. OneFest. Get your tickets now at one-fest.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Well, the Cards didn't show up today, and they paid the price, losing to U-School 1-0 on a late goal, 15:45 of the third. It was Gurney putting it past Mick Marlowe. Really got some help. It kicked off some players, I think a couple of players, and beat our senior goaltender. And the Chi-High Cardinals lose their second of the season. They fall to 5-2, and Hoop and I were just talking up here. It's a tough one to take because we know this team is a lot better than they showed today. For some reason, they just didn't get up at the right time or whatever it was and wound up losing to U-School. Got to give credit to the Wildcats as well. They came to play, and they did with a very young team, getting production from their freshmen and sophomores. But it was a senior who got the goal here, Gurney, at the end, and U-School defeats Chi-High here today. It's time for our Post Glass and Mirror postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. If your windshield takes a hit, Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls has free mobile auto glass, two heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump trucks, or motorhomes, Post Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. Post Glass and Mirror. Time for our Names You Know stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bolby and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybolby.com or find Holly on Facebook. Holly Bolby, Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. No stats, unfortunately, to talk about for Chi-High. They didn't put anything in here except a loss here this afternoon against U-School. And the only goal scored at 15:45 of the third period. It was Ethan Gurney, the senior, from another senior, Monticelli, and Tyler Cook, a sophomore, got the two assists and a tough loss for the Cards here this afternoon. So let's go downstairs. Hoop is with head coach Scott Parker on our Cardinal postgame show. Hoop.
All right, here we are with Coach Parker. You know, Coach, there's no easy way to say it. I mean, we didn't play our best game, but we had chances, and, you know, it's tough to get a goose egg on the board and lose 1-0 with a goal super late in the period like that. But I'm kind of lost for questions right now, so I just want to know, like, your overall thoughts on the game.
Well, I just think that it wasn't our best game. I think what I observed after last night's game is players talking about scores of that this team has played, U-School. And, you know, we're going to get everyone's best shot. So this is a good lesson for us to learn. Kind of a flat two periods. Third period, we tilted the rink a little bit. But this is how it's going to go for us. And until we understand that we have to show up and play hockey, you know, they're tired, too. They played last night. So we just got to pay attention to detail and not worry about who teams play, because we're going to get everyone's best shot. Defensively, I thought U-School did an awesome job. We wouldn't get to the dirty spots in front of the net. They kept this perimeter. They did a fantastic job. So credit to them, credit to the goalie. And, you know, it's a tough one to swallow, but it's still fairly early in the year. So we got to figure things out, don't we?
100%. I think, like you said, there's a lot of lessons to be learned. And, you know, when you're a good team and you're well-known throughout the state as a good team with some great talent, you're going to get everyone's best. It doesn't matter if you're playing a team that they might not have a win all season. You're going to get their best swing. So there's a lot to be said there. What are some key takeaways that maybe you're going to address on Monday?
I think the key thing is not to look at scores and come out on Monday. You know, we got a whole practice work week, so that's a good thing. and try to straighten some stuff out. Hopefully we'll get Jackson back. I think you can tell how valuable he is because he's a guy that does the dirty work. He gets in front of the net. He's a forechecker. He does the things that you know, scouts look at. They don't look at points, by the way. And one of my old teammates, Troy Ward, is back here. We played in the national championship together. He's a scout, okay? He watches how people play, not how they don't go to Wisconsin prep hockey and look at points. So that's just an FYI for all you people out there. They look at how you play this game. And Jackson Hoyen plays the game the right way. And he's a big part of why we are the way we are. So we got to make sure that we focus on Monday and play with a little more I don't know what it is. Like, a little more gritty. Yeah, yeah, I agree. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a tough pill to swallow, but, Coach, you know, like you said, we were missing Jackson Hoyme, who's a gritty player. He gets those gritty areas. We had a lot of perimeter play today, and like you said, Monday's a new day. We got a work week next week, so let's just enjoy the rest of our Saturday, right?
Yeah, it's not the end of the season yet, so there's no need to panic.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, guys, thank you very much. Scott Parker, telling it like it is, so true. And give credit to Grenier. I thought he played great in net for USM. Their defense, like Coach said, was solid here. And we sure did miss number 8 today, Jackson Hoyme. He was a terrific player. And just you felt like we were kind of out of sync here all afternoon. So a 1-0 loss to USM, and we'll head into the rest of the weekend. We'll get back and take a look at our WOGO sports calendar. We'll take another break and be back to wrap things up here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Post-Class Amir post-game show here today as players are out there for the second game of the afternoon. North is going to play, Okern North is going to play Fond du Lac, the team that Chi-High beat 7-0 last night. And that's the second game of the afternoon on the Chippewa ice here. Boy, I tell you what, Hoopa didn't look like a team that won 7-0 last night that showed up here today against U School.
No, definitely not. It was just, I mean, we played a very flat two periods, and then in the third when we started playing, but it was just a lot of selfish individual hockey, just the way we were shooting the puck. You know, we had 33 shots on net, but out of those shots, most of them kids were trying to tuck it underneath the crossbar and trying to make cute goals, and it's like, at some point, when you start just getting gritty with it and not looking pretty, but just getting pucks to the net and trying to create those second chance opportunities, because that's how you're going to win.
You bet. That's how you qualify for state. You make it through. You got to do it, the dirty work, and Cards had no one to do that really here today. And unfortunately, Nick Marlowe lost the shutout, lost the game here today. His first loss of the year, because the team really didn't support him very much. So the final 1-0, U School beats Chi-High. We'll have our next hockey game against these same Eau Claire North Huskies on Thursday night. Hoop will be back with me, 6:40 Cardinal Countdown show here on WOGO. In the meantime, we have buckets tonight. The Chippewa Falls McDonald Max boys basketball team in a tournament over at UW Stout will take on Colfax. Scheduled pregame show, 6:55 tonight. That could be pushed back because of this day-long tournament over at Stout. So 6:55, tune in to Logo at that time, and they'll let you know how we're coming. But we'll be back here at the arena on Thursday, and have a good weekend, and thanks for being up here with me.
Yeah, I had a blast. I'm excited for Thursday.
Good, you bet. That'll be fun. Eau Claire North and Chi-High.
Yeah, the blue-collar battle.
Nothing like it. So for our crew, for Chase Hoopel, I'm Greg Stewart, and Zach Wycheck, the Z-Man, our producer, doing a great job here today. Final score again, University School of Milwaukee 1 and Chi-High 0. Good afternoon from the Chippewa Ice Arena.
WOGO's coverage of Chi-High Hockey has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Breniza Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Thanks for listening to Cardinals Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.